91X News.
It's minus 10 and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Many residents in southern Ontario will be treated to snow for the next couple of days. A system is moving into the province, and Environment Canada meteorologist Steve Knott says the snow will begin around Kitchener. He says it will hit the Greater Toronto Area by about noon and is likely to spread as far as Brockville by Monday night. Knott predicts the snow will continue until Wednesday morning. 15 to 25 centimeters of snow are expected in most areas, with up to 30 centimeter forecast for the Hamilton-Niagara corridor. The Ontario forecast remains cold for the rest of the week, which is March break for many Ontario schools. And today in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act.
President Trump sits down today for a listening session with individuals the White House is calling victims of Obamacare. The president will hear their stories and concerns about insurance coverage. The Trump administration is in full sell mode, using the president, vice president, and top cabinet officials to build support for the Republican plan, which is facing strong opposition from conservative lawmakers. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And the British government says it will take Scotland's interests into account as it negotiates a new relationship with the European Union. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says she believes Scotland should be able to make its own decisions.
The Scottish Parliament should have the right to hold another referendum if there is a significant and material change in the circumstances that prevailed in 2014, such as Scotland being taken out of the EU against our will.
The British government has to give its approval for a legally binding referendum. It didn't say whether it would do so, but an independence ballot would be divisive and cause huge economic uncertainty at the worst possible time. UNICEF reports at least 652 children were killed in Syria last year, making it the worst year yet in nearly six long six-year-long civil war. UNICEF's Chief of Humanitarian Affairs, Genevieve Bouton, says children in refugee camps outside Syria's borders are under great pressure.
There's not a lot of livelihood opportunities, and more children are having to work instead of going to school, and young girls being married just in order to help or try to find a future for them.
At least 255 children were killed in or near schools last year in Syria, and 1.7 million Syrian children are out of school. The Conference Board of Canada says Canada's oil industry will continue to lose money for much of this year, despite rising commodity prices and the promise of pipeline expansions. Economist Carlos Merlot says the sector has narrowed losses since hitting rock bottom, with an $11 billion overall loss in the first quarter of 2016, but it won't post positive numbers until the fourth quarter of this year.
The approval of pipelines is good news for the industry, but it's something that is not expected to materialize for a number of years. So yes, is a reason for optimism, but it's a reason for kind of cautious optimism.
Murillo expects the sector to recover by 2021. And a new $10,000 conservation award, named after the slain philanthropist Glenn Davis, aims to honor his contribution to Canada on the 10th anniversary of his death. The World Wildlife Fund's Canadian chapter and the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society says the Glenn Davis Conservation Leadership Prize, to be awarded in May, is meant to preserve the Toronto businessman's legacy. Davis was the leading supporter of WWF Canada's Endangered Spaces campaign from 1989 to 2000, which led to the creation of more than 1,000 new nature reserves, parks, and wilderness areas. He was also a strong supporter of the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, particularly through its local chapters. Davis, 66, was shot and killed in an underground parking lot in May of 2007, following a meeting with the World Wildlife Fund, one of many environmental causes he supported financially. The multimillionaire's godson, Marshall Ross, later admitted masterminding the murder, pleading guilty to first-degree murder. Two other men were also convicted of first-degree murder in his killing. And in police reports, A fire in Ottawa has forced nearly 70 people out of their homes. The fire started yesterday afternoon in a row house in the city's Nepean area. There are no reports of serious injuries. The Ottawa Fire Department says the fire reached 42 homes and caused an estimated $3 million worth of damage. It's not known yet what caused the fire. And Ottawa police are also investigating two similar incidents involving a suspicious man following a young girl in Orleans. In the two separate incidents last week, girls between the ages of 11 and 13 were followed on foot by a man described as being 16 to 28 years old with short curly hair and facial stubble. Investigators say they don't know yet if the suspect in the two cases is the same man. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. And the OPP have recovered bodies of two local men from Big Rideau Lake near Portland in eastern Ontario. Police say 72-year-old Michael Cardi and 69-year-old Harold Good were reported missing Friday evening after heading out in a truck that morning. Their bodies were recovered last night after a police dive team went into the lake. Autopsies will be done, but police say the deaths are not suspicious. And a 61-year-old man died this week after his ATV went through the ice on Buck Lake in South Frontenac Township. Provincial police say Daryl Green was pronounced dead at the scene late Saturday morning. They say foul play is not suspected. And environmental stewards with the First Nations on the coast of James Bay will be gathering in Northern Ontario this week to learn the best possible way to deal with polar bears that are straying into their communities. Karen Cummings of the Polar Bear Habitat in Cochrane, Ontario, says several James Bay communities had polar bears within their town limits for the first time in years in 2016. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
On the journey to a new career, there are a handful of pivotal moments. When you seize them, these moments are like springboards, launching you toward your dreams. The next pivotal moment on your journey is Saturday, April 8th. That's the Spring Open House at Loyalist College. You can join a group session, speak one-on-one with professors, and learn all about that program you've been considering. The Spring Open House at Loyalist. Seize this moment. Saturday, April 8th from 10 to 1. Loyalist College. They put you to work.
And in sports, the Trenton Golden Hawks are coming home with a win after their road trip to Newmarket. The Golden Hawks fought hard and brought home a 2-1 win yesterday. The Wellington Dukes play their final playoff game tomorrow night against the Whitby Fury. The Dukes currently sit in fifth place of the Northeastern Conference of the Ontario Junior Hockey League. Puck drop is at 8 o'clock in Whitby. And the Napanee Raiders and Port Hope Panthers are finishing their playoff series with their second last game tomorrow night. The teams face off at 7:30 in Napanee. And it's time to break out your college basketball brackets. ABC's John Colosi explains.
It's almost like a holiday. The annual NCAA basketball tournament is here again. The field of 68 is headed by defending NCAA champ Villanova. The Wildcats have been installed as the top team in the East Regional and in the tournament. Kansas is the top seed in the Midwest Regional, while North Carolina is tops in the South, and in the West it's Gonzaga as the standard bearer. The games tip off Tuesday. Brackets, please. John Clossy, ABC News.
And after winning NASCAR's Cobalt 400, Martin Truex Jr. says the season is off to a good start for his team, and he wants to keep improving.
It's been a good start to the year for us. We had a solid Daytona, ran out of gas, and had a solid Atlanta. Had some issues with the clutch and cost us some spots. But all in all, we've been solid. And, brand new 2018 Camry for us. So it's been a little bit to learn. It's been a bit different, and we're still learning. So hopefully we'll continue to grow and get better.
Kyle Larson was second, followed by Chase Elliott and Joey Logano. Newfoundland and Labrador's Brad Gouchot defeated Canada's Kevin Cooey 7-6 to win the Tim Hortons Briar. Gucci says he felt his wind throwing had enough speed to get inside the Canada Stone for the victory.
To be honest, at the hog line, I thought it was top four. So I was just wanted to keep the guys down because I thought it would slide further. And then as it got to the house, I'm like, holy cow, we're not going to get this by much. But I knew we had it. And it was just, I was somewhat celebrating from the hog line in because I felt it was going to be a little closer to the button. But anyway, it turned out.
And Canadian Adam Heron overcame a late double bogey to win the Valspar Championship for his first PGA Tour title and a trip to the Masters. Hadwin had a two-shot lead with three holes to play when he hit his tee shot into the water on the 16th hole. Although the product of Abbotsford, BC, was disappointed in the 16th hole, he was thrilled to be in a position to win.
If I could have a chance coming down 18 to win the golf tournament, then I'm in a good position. And, you know, would I have liked to have been a couple up coming down 18? Absolutely. But I still had a chance to win the golf tournament. And it's incredibly exciting to be in that position and to have to hit golf shots when you needed to. And you know, on 18, I hit two great golf shots.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 12:10, it's minus 10 and mostly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.